This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wednesday's vice presidential debate had sharp moments, some modest interruptions and violations of the debate clock. The candidates were separated by plexiglass out of concern for spread of the coronavirus from cases emanating from the White House. Senator Kamala Harris immediately put Vice President Pence on the defensive, calling Mr. Trump's pandemic response the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. Mr. Pence expressed sympathy for all those affected by the pandemic and accused Harris of playing politics with people's lives. President Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a after being diagnosed with COVID-19. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, office work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say an individual should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. For the sixth time in the Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once again fleeing the state's barrier islands in sailing boats to safe harbor while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday is Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented hurricane season. Forecasts placed most of Louisiana within Delta's path, with the National Hurricane Center estimating landfall by Friday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, the harried health officials of Peru faced a quandary. They knew molecular tests for COVID-19 were the best option, yet they did not have the labs, supplies, or technicians to make them work. So they opted to go with a cheaper alternative. Those are antibody tests, mostly from China, that are not designed to diagnose cases at all. The result, according to interviews with ex-health officials and epidemiologists, is that the nation was never able to quickly identify and isolate cases. What's more, a number of the tests imported have since been pulled from the market in other nations after being found faulty. Now, Peru has the world's highest per capita COVID-19 mortality rate, and their skewed approach to testing is believed to be the reason why. A black Wisconsin police officer who fatally shot a black teenager outside a suburban Milwaukee mall in February will not be charged in the teen's death. Prosecutors said Wednesday that the Wauwatosa officer, Joseph Mensa, had a reasonable belief that deadly force was necessary in shooting the 17-year-old Alvin Cole outside a mall after a reported disturbance on February 2nd. Authorities say Cole ran from the police and fired his gun during the pursuit. Cole's family has called for Mensa to be fired. Cole is the third person Mensa fatally shot in 5 years. The prosecutor said that although Mensa has been cleared in all three, his involvement in so many is concerning. French scientists Emmanuel Charpentier and American Jennifer Aduna have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a method of genome editing known as CRISPR. The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced the decision on Wednesday. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and a prize of $1.1 million, courtesy of a quest left more than a century ago by the prize's creator, the Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. The money was increased recently to adjust for inflation. And again, one of our top stories, again for the sixth time in the Atlantic hurricane season, the people in the state of Louisiana are scrambling the state's barrier islands and their sailing boats to safe harbor, while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations for the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, Delta. Forecasters say that most of Louisiana within Delta's path, with the last National Hurricane Center estimating that landfall will occur sometime on Friday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.